Alderwoman, I do agree with, it may be detrimental to separate both of these, because there's the strength of the police, that your fire department decision, the referendum, is going to need some strength from that side, because the fire department, per the analysis, was favorable to the point, but some of that momentum could pass over to the fire department. I don't know if there was enough to create a positive for both sides in a combination, and it might turn it down. And so if there was a decision, postponing for a year isn't a bad thing. It gives us time, really, to talk about how we're going to work with citizens. And the term is not, don't use the adjective educate. We're not educating them. They're all very smart individuals. But
you treat us that way, though. You just said work with citizens. That's the first time I've heard this body say, or you say, work
point
with
of order.
Yeah, that's correct, Ms. Mills. I'm working with you. So why don't you be quiet, please? Because this is the point of business.
You never talk about the people. You're always talking about ways to manipulate us. You never talk about
God.
The citizens in this city.
All right, this,
Ms. Mills, you're in. It's inappropriate. Okay, in my comments, I just referenced the citizens, of which we are all citizens as well. So, well, good. Why don't you put down August 21st?
You're talking about all the things that are wrong.
No, I'm not. So that's enough. Okay, you're inappropriate. I do have a police chief here that will assist you out. So please mind your manners. The manners are, we are the governing body. You listen to our comments. You had the opportunity to speak. You have to honor that as well.
Maybe if you listen to the people. Oh.
No, you're not. You know, did you hear what I just said?
If there's a reporter here, is there a reporter here?
Ma'am. The message is you will be escorted out. Okay. So, that is my feeling, is I think if we postponed and really worked with both departments to come up with a stellar presentation that we can present to citizens whomever want to attend, I think this will work much more in our favor. I know it's going to take some time. And Alderman Taylor, you don't have to attend them. I'm sure there are other aldermen that will. So, but that's my feeling. Anyone else before we anybody else that wants to just entertain the police motion?
Can I ask Chief what his thoughts are on separating the two issues or keeping them combined?
I would like them separated. I think they're separate services, both obviously very important, but they're different services, and people have different opinions on that, and I think it makes sense to separate, and I don't know if it's really fair to say let's do both because one department's going to assist another one. I mean, people have to make up their mind what they're willing to pay for and what they want. And I think it's probably more appropriate to separate them, to be honest, but you do what you want. And I don't know necessarily it's going to be detrimental for the police to go prior to the fire. It might even be beneficial because it's incremental. Start out with just several bodies at a lower rate. People hopefully vote for it and find it's not going to be the end of the world, and they can manage the extra cost for the extra service, and maybe the next time the referendum on fire will go smoother because people are less inclined to oppose a referendum for adding personnel. So I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. It's really what you're comfortable with doing, but I would ask to go ahead with the police referendum.
Okay.
Yes, Alderman.
The survey information that we have back was more in favor of doing something with the police than the fire department at this time. Incrementally, there was a 6-point spread or something like that in favor of doing something for the police department. So that I'm kind of like, I don't want to jump to assuming anything, but it seemed like there was more of an understanding of the fact that police was an important issue for our community. And the comments and everything else seem to indicate that to me as well. So I would have no problem with separating out the issue and seeing what the citizens really wanted to do with it. I mean, finally, it's the citizens that are going to decide all this, and we could have time to develop the fire department as well, but I think the police department could be acted on separately at this point.
There was no, I mean, there was an understanding that the issues or the requests would be separated, but you're recommending that they be held in separate years as well, and that's what Alderman Taylor is going. You would go in 18 with a request, a referendum for the police, and then in 19 or so on, we would look at a referendum for the fire department.
That would be my opinion.
And you do realize that it could, you know, voting in favor of one thing this year, and people are going to say, well, you know, hey, last year I did this, I'm not in favor this year. So that could happen.
It could happen.
But that
would then be the wish of
the people.
Exactly.
That's correct.
I'm one of the people that would support, you know, not an educational process, but sharing more information about the actual need with the community and seeing where that one goes at a later date.
Okay. Alderman Taylor.
Well, if you just take a look at the council action sheet, it shows, even though Mark has given us a memo and given us A, B, and C, it always was really talked about, even at the slideshow, I think, 2 weeks ago, was combining them. And we know we can always separate things, but the way it was written was putting both in there and plugging in the numbers. I mean, I remember that from the initial slideshow. And so when you sit here, if we truly care about what the people have to say, we give them the options. We don't sit there and manipulate the question, which is what we'd be doing if you say, well, we need one to pull the other over the line. I mean, people don't like that. I think you ask the simple question, here's what's going to cost you, and if you do the proper, these are air quotes for anybody that are listening, is educate. If you lay out the facts and what the concerns are, and one of the issues was response. I remember getting the phone calls, where's the response time? What has that number changed? And I think we do have to do a better job of showing people how that has changed as the city has grown and give examples. That's, I think, important. You know, show to the story of what happened to two of our firefighters when they showed up and they were, you know, didn't have the right manpower. I think that's a compelling story that people need to hear about, you know, not just us. So I think you know, separating the questions, I think, is important. They are two departments. That's what I said from the very, you know, beginning of my comments earlier. And if anybody doesn't think there's a need now for the police, raise your hand or, you know, say that there's not a need now, just like there is a need now for the fire department. So if you can actually potentially solve one of our needs now instead of waiting a year or two, why would you not? Why would you not attempt to do that?
So. Okay. Then, Mark, do you want to add any input on this? I mean, you've got the analysis here. I mean,
yeah, the numbers are before you. If you just wanted to move forward a resolution for three police officers, you would use Resolution C and make the amendments that are in number 1, 2, and then the bottom of number 3, and then we would make that correction to the form for the clerk's office to have a clean copy.
Second.
Okay, I have a first and a second. Further discussion, Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I just want to make sure the fire department doesn't want to have a smaller number on a referendum. You want to wait and go for 9. You want to try to add 3 you know.
That doesn't really get us
right.
Okay, I just want to ask the question.
I would say engage rather than educate, possibly, and move forward at a future date.
Alderman, Mayor.
Chief, I know you said this, and you just said it a minute ago. At this time, it's your opinion to hold off and re-engage at a later time.
Yeah.
And Chief, you think it's necessary to go forward on yours now?
That would be my request.
I just would caution all of you know, it's a crapshoot how it's going to affect the next referendum. I mean, we could make our decision that it's going to be bad and we don't do it. We could make our decision that it's going to be good and we do it and it might turn out to be bad. Who knows? But I do think that in the big picture, the referendum, to use the word referendum, the referendum on the police department is going to be a referendum on how we're going to do with the fire department a year from then. And if it doesn't do well, I think we're going to be even more of an uphill battle with the fire department a year from then.
Madam Clerk?
I just would like to inform the council that on the November ballot will also be a referendum for the Oak Creek Franklin School District borrowing. And then there will be other referendums. There will be a borrowing
referendum
in districts 3, 4, and 5 for the Oak Creek School District.
Just those sets.
So just so you know that, so if you go ahead with one of these, you aren't surprised that there's another borrowing.
That's for $50 million, I believe, too. So my guess is, yeah.
Okay, Mark Liberta.
So I do have one comment. You asked if I had anything I would add. Recognize if you do this, you will have people who want information, have questions. So you have to be prepared to be able to do that. At this time, I know you're going to have trouble getting a lot of work out of Paul and I on supporting supporting efforts to provide information on the referendum, just because this is our budget season, which also includes revisions to the health plan, which is a major part of our budget. And I've got, a big project with two different architects working now with, roof. And so it's going to be hard for us to support that, so we need to recognize that. The second thing is, if you do approve a resolution today, I would suggest potentially either a request to the city attorney's office or a motion asking them to prepare some guidance on what you can say and how to address it, because staff and aldermen cannot advocate for the resolution to approve it. So you can't encourage someone to vote in favor of it. You can only provide information on it, is my understanding. I'm not an expert on that, but I've had this discussion with staff in the city attorney's office. So I'd be very cautious once you pass the resolution, and I'd ask maybe you encourage their request or the city attorney's office to provide some written guidance on what people can and can't say relative to the resolution, because the statutes are pretty clear. You can't advocate for it.
Why aldermen don't show up to these sham of town hall meetings that you want to encourage us to do?
It would, believe me, it would not just be aldermen conducting these meetings. It would be with the appropriate individuals there. But seeing your beautiful face there, Steve, would be ultimately important to the,
right.
to your
yeah.
citizens.
Right.
So. You know, I might have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. But thank you for. okay, I have a motion. I have a second. I believe that motion is for three officers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
What? You can't vote twice.
Well, did you say again?
No, four. No.
No, he said against.
Yeah. I said against.
Okay. Roll call.
Yeah, roll call. Madam Clerk, we better do a roll call.
I heard again.
Right, yeah.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Well, the motion passes. 5 in favor, none against.
Thank you.
Chief, good luck.
So
G11. Update.
10.
Kim.
Oh, did I skip one? I was going to make Dark Star.
Motion deny.
I have a motion to deny.
Second.
I have a second. Any discussion? I know no one wants to beat this dead horse in a... we saw that the city of West Allis and what they did and the people. I know that it's a referendum that doesn't go anywhere. I mean, it just sends a message. But all in favor?
Aye.
No.
Well, I understand, but Madam Clerk, why don't you call a roll?
I understand, too.
But okay, there's four in favor and one against.
In case there's anyone in the room who doesn't, I'll take roll call. Is that what you want?
Please.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Taylor? Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion passes. Four in favor, one against. Okay. G11, update on the business appreciation
motion
event.
Motion to receive Second. A Bowie update for the business appreciation.
Kelly, thank you for your effort.
Just tell the date. Just for the record, just tell the date.
Kelly, well, it's going to be held at, I believe that's firm, Tuckaway Country Club on October 25th
yes.
between 5 and 8 o'clock. And pardon, Mr. Alderman Barber.
I just said
it's in
that
your
the,
neighborhood.
The format is changing just a bit this year in the sense that we are having a speaker and a speaker and I think the interest of all of us as well as the business community and the fact that he is a representative at Botstock. It's coming to talk to us. So, I think he's the third highest ranking American person at Botstock.
I have to write this down because his titles are very long. His name is Dr. Bill Mitchell. He's the president and CEO of Aquila, which is a Foxconn company. He's also vice president of business operations Americas for the Foxconn Corporation.
And we thought that we should at least be aware, our economic development committee thought at least we should be aware of what potential Foxconn could bring to the community down the road and maybe look at what some options are. So we've asked him to participate with that. And one of our members knows him through training and different associations. So he was able to bring him to the meeting. And I think from that perspective, it's well worth attending. And, you know, as many people as we can get there that would be interested in that.
Sure. Thank Excellent. You, Mike. I had a first. I believe there was a second.
Yeah.
Somewhere here.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes. Five in favor. Not against. G12, resolution to accept for acceptance of storm sewer and water main easements for Park Circle condos.
No question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
This is for Engineer Morrow. Do you think we're going to have enough access to get back at this easement? I know this is an access easement, but it's back behind all these properties is
it's obvious for a future road. It's anticipated to go back there. The Park Circle is actually, we platted a road that will extend back to 80th Street, and this is the alternative that we chose when 76th Street water issue.
I just kind of was on the border about the decision on this from when we chose this route, and so just trying to feel more comfortable.
I think
about
we would
it.
Prefer to have it on 76th Street too, but it didn't play out that way.
I'm concerned about this location and how it's going to play out in the future. But, so.
Just for the record, Alderman Mayer left his seat at 8:20. So, okay, I had one question. Any other questions? Do I have a motion then to adopt resolution?
So.
I got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? Hearing the... The motion passes, four in favor, one excused, and that's it. 13, resolution to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Waukesha Water
second.
Utility. I have a first and a second. Alderwoman Wilhelm. John.
Second. I made the motion.
Well, to me, this seems like another one of these project bundling. Because on the next item, on G14, we're going to, we have this item. And to me, it seems backwards, for one thing. It's the design and evaluation phase one. And then now, before we even have an evaluation from G14, we're already entering into agreement. I realize, if we do 14, we'll need 13, and they're tied together, but it seems backwards. And I don't really like the podgy bundling if we don't even know if we really need it. So what's the determination about phase one? What do we have?
It's like bundling is like taking different coupons, like bundling like that.
It's like bundling two projects together, just like we did with that Rawson Heights Homes MMSD sewer project, with bundling it with the water main. It seems very similar to this, especially using the same terms. So I guess I'm not going to support 13 until I know the outcome of 14, and so we're already made a motion, so I guess I won't support it.
Glenn.
And Alderwoman's somewhat right. They are closely tied together. Just to answer the question as far as what phase one is, basically to do analysis, make sure that everybody's on board the fact that is it appropriate to construct and replace a lift station, or maybe we just rehab the lift station several times over forever. So that's what that evaluation will look at. So we're like to turn the next one. We're going to turn the consultant loose for phase one. This one needs to happen because it's actually the agreement with Waukesha. And then I'd like to also point out that the resolution could be significantly shorter, and it was recommended that maybe I rewrite that, and so I'd propose that also.
On this one or the next one?
14.
The agreement with Waukesha, 13.
You're proposing to rewrite 13, the one we're about to vote on?
The resolution, excuse me.
Counselor, City Attorney.
Instead of what I use as a standard form resolution to authorize certain Franklin officials to execute an agreement, this one ended up cutting and pasting the 19 provisions from the contract. And I just thought, why repeat the contract instead of a 3/4 page or so resolution into 2.5 pages?
Mm-hmm.
Agreement's separate. Yeah. So the thought would be technical corrections, subject to legal and technical corrections, and negotiation with Waukesha on option A on the action sheet covered the ability to just plug it into a more standard form contract approval.
Councilor Wilhelm. No. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well, in that case, I'm even more opposed to it because now I don't even know what the final one will say. It's going to be what you're going to put together, right? The City Attorney.
It's going to reference there's an agreement with Waukesha, and the mayor and city clerk are authorized to execute the same, and director of administration and treasurer, form approved by city attorney, as all the kind of just going
agreements
to say
on page 171.
And it's before the council at this meeting, and it was approved. Not going to change any contract term, which is why I just noted this when I read it Sunday, I think. I thought, okay.
So is
you
it going to
have a contract inside a resolution with 19 different paragraphs? Never saw that before. Gee, well, I do it that way. And then I don't have to think about whether or not that creates a problem. Like you got two contracts.
Right.
Well,
okay, all the way.
My thought is, why have this item first when we don't even know the feasibility about if we're going to go in the trench with Waukesha, if Waukesha is going to do theirs. We haven't. The next item is the feasibility. So, and then I don't like the language where it says Waukesha is amenable to allowing Franklin's project to be incorporated within the Waukesha's project at an incremental cost to Franklin. So, oh, how kind of them to let us put our pipe in our own right-of-way in our own ditch. I don't know. I just.
City Attorney?
Mr. City Engineer, can you give the Common Council a ballpark cost
savings? Yeah, like one
by doing this together?
It would save somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million.
So we already don't need a phase one for the next item then? Because if we already determined we're going to save by putting it in, the next item you're asking
This will still cost several million dollars for a project. So the concern was is maybe if we spend $500,000 into upgrading a lift station every 15 years, maybe that makes more sense than spending a couple million dollars now. That's what we'd like to look at.
That's what I'm saying. Just to verify. But we're already going into a con. So I know what my vote is. Right, it's no. So you can vote.
Oh, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Against?
No.
Okay.
The motion passes. 4 in favor, 1 against. Item G14.
So moved.
This is the
option A, right? Option A?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, Alderwoman.
So this is one of these things where it talks about this is option A, authorize phase one for the contract for the design. And you just got to telling me we were going to evaluate it. So then I go to the resolution, and the resolution says this is to execute for the design. But then when I go to the contract, it says phase one is supposed to be the, on page 177, phase one says project initiation and cost evaluation.
The project is a design, and we are only authorizing them for phase one, correct, right now. Later
then the
we will
resolution
phase two.
Should say that we're authorizing for phase one, and the now therefore should say phase one, not design, because that's phase two. Let's get the wording right, because this is like relaying the water main and not relaying the water main. It's the same concept. If you're going to say now therefore it be resolved that the mayor common council that the professional engineering contract be executed for the completion of the design, and we're only talking about phase one, scope of work, page 77, phase one, project initiation and cost evaluation, that's what that should read.
The intent for the resolution was to authorize the entirety of the contract, but we'll only authorize phases as they come. So we'll give them authorization for phase one.
Well, then,
that was the intent.
Then say for completion of phase one instead of completion of the design. You need to change the language to meet what we're voting on, or I'm not going to support this one either. Because that's really misleading. It says phase one up here, but if I don't have this contract sheet in front of me and I read that phase one in the resolution says design, so I'd like to make an amendment to the resolution, to the motion, that instead of saying phase one is a design in the therefore, say for the completion of phase one, because phase one is spelled out in the contract. Or are we really attempting to design this and do phase two before we do the evaluation? Because it sounds like by passing the previous agenda item and going into a contract to put our pipe in the ditch, we're already ready to design this anyways. So what do we even do in phase one for? You know? Are we designing it or evaluating? I guess that's what am I voting on? A design or evaluation?
Right now, we're just authorizing them the phase one of the design.
Okay.
The evaluation part of the design.
Would you agree that the resolution should not say design if we're authorizing phase one?
We can make that change. Semantics.
That would be appropriate for whoever made the first and the second.
Does it matter?
One's a design and one's an evaluation. There's two phases to the contract. Look at page 177.
The project?
Right under scope of services.
It's a project.
This is the stuff that just drives me nuts, is that we're seriously, at the end of the day, are we accomplishing the same thing? Are we accomplishing the same thing whether we change one word? Is that what we're doing?
No, actually.
Mr. City Attorney, if we go with the language the way it's written now, whatever words that the engineer has put before us, if we go on that path, are we going to accomplish anything different than if we take Alderman in the 3rd District's language, put it in there? I mean, are we going to get two different results, or are the results going to be the same?
Well, legally read it.
No. I'm asking the city attorney.
I know.
Will there be any difference in results if we don't change that, if we change that word?
Didn't know. I don't, as a practice, read the description of the services provided in any detail, because that's for the respective department. City engineer already said we'll remove the word design. So then the item's over.
Sure. I think I love the fact that the item's over.
So that's a technical correction to the motion? Okay, thank you.
Yes. Okay, the technical correction. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
I don't know who made the motion.
I made the motion.
I think John did, or
John did. John did a
second.
Yeah,
we'll give this to John. He's been the quiet man on the end. Okay, the motion passes also.
That was actually 13.
I know, exactly.
If they did it now, 14, that's fine.
We just did 14.
Yeah.
Right, but the motion that you made and you seconded was on 13.
We had to change it.
Oh, okay.
But if you said it now,
give it to Mr. Barber
now.
Then.
We did it to both.
Yeah,
I mean,
they did.
I made motions on both 13 and 14.
It's not just me. Mr. Liberto agreed with me.
Okay.
That we made motions?
He didn't understand.
Madam Clerk?
I did, too.
We did.
I did right away, and then
she
stopped the train as normal.
No. It was motioned.
Yeah, it was motioned.
I called on Alderwoman Wolf with the question.
Yep.
So, yes.
And we gave her what she wanted, because perfect world's, you know.
Yeah, because I voted no on it.
On what?
On
13.
13.
On 13, right.
Yeah, on 13 you did, right. But this one, 14, we gave you your perfect world.
Can I hear a G15?
We gave a legal correction, yes.
I think it would not matter if we did it again.
The discussion is over.
But you voted for it, so that's good.
Thank you. G15 resolution.
Please.
Hey, when it's right, you'll get my vote.
Authorizing certain officials to execute a right of entry agreement between Waste Management.
Second.
I got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against.
All right.
Licensing, H1.
Okay, everything is approved, except they're all approvals except on the Knights of Columbus Trinity. It's approved with extra facility, a.k.a. extra bathroom.
Okay, I had a first.
Porta-potty.
Porta-potty.
I had a first and a second somewhere.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. None against.
And we do need extra bathrooms sometimes, Chris.
Four in favor, zero against. Bills, license, or no, vouchers and payroll. Motion approving the following. City vouchers with an ending date of August 16th, 2018, in the amount of $2,669,704.74 and payroll dated August 17, 2018 in the amount of $386,830.85 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $223,775.08 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated August 31, 2018 in the amount of $400,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $402,000 plus city matching payments and property tax payments and settlements with an ending date of August 16, 2018 in the amount of $3,315,140.83 and the release of payments to Ewald Automotive Group in the amount of $41,501. And I think I was just missing an and there. Release of payment to BPC, Master Developer Manager, Inc., via Knight Berry of $2,236,474.90. Do I have a motion on that matter?
Second.
I have a first and a second. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
I have a first. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passed.